T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. Help is pouring in from all over now with a GoFundMe account that was set up and a prayer vigil held last night in honor of those who were lost, including an entire family. Newsman Glenn Shuck with more.
The Gambia Youth Organization has already gotten $1 million into their GoFundMe page. 17 victims who are all from Gambia. Mary Barnaby, the CEO of the Red Cross of Greater New York, has been here on scene personally, saying they offer crucial mental health services now after this terrible disaster to those who are still in shock.
And just being at the service center myself all day Monday, watching people come in and then, you know, break down, then that's the beginning really of the healing process, when they can really acknowledge what they've experienced and begin to understand that they can go back and that they can have hope.
The Red Cross assisting the city in sheltering in hotels more than 200 people so far, and they're also serving hundreds of meals every day to those impacted at Monroe College. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, here in the Bronx.
And of course, we invite you to stay with 1010 Winds for the very latest in this ongoing nightmare for so many there in the Bronx. In other news on this Wednesday, police looking for the guy who broke free from their custody while he was at Brookdale Hospital in Brooklyn this morning. They haven't released his name nor what he was charged with, but he flew the coop about 8:30. Pretty bad day to jump ship, though. He wasn't wearing any shoes, not even a shirt, only handcuffs when he bolted. What was the real feel this morning? Something like 10? Wow. It won't be hard to spot with something like that. A hospital, barefooted, no shirt. You immediately figured it was probably a mental health thing. So hopefully they find him soon before he hurts himself in this cold. If you got more month than money and need a little help with the rent, the state is once again offering assistance through the Emergency Rental Assistance Program. They're accepting applications now. They're also telling the Fed they need help, too. That is, requesting federal aid to continue meeting the outstanding need. Talk about timing. The state's ban on evictions for tenants struggling under the weight of the pandemic is set to expire this weekend. Yikes. New York previously requested an additional $1 billion for the program, got $27 million from the Fed last year. All told, New York has either paid or obligated more than $2 billion in assistance funds. Officials say reopening the application portal without the additional monies to support the thing, the backlog that is, could be false hope, so they're really appealing to the Treasury to come through on this. Don't look now, but Washington is showing them the money over at the MTA. Senator Chuck Schumer today announcing the Fed Transit Administration is sending a $6.2 billion check to the MTA, the largest lump sum grant in the administration's history, in fact. Schumer says the money will be used to help prevent the furloughing of thousands of MTA workers. This, of course, in the midst of the pandemic, and to save the city subway system from what he called the COVID-catalyzed brink of death. The MTA acting chairman, Jano Lieber, says the funding will help the authority continue to provide top-tier service and avoid any near-term fare increases. The Bronx Bombers have made baseball history again.
Rachel Balkovic worked as a hitting coach, a strength and fitness coach. She's bilingual. She says she'll do her job with her usual work ethic.
Players that I've worked with, whether they like me, they don't like me, they like what I'm saying, they don't like what I'm saying, I do feel like they respect me.
She admits the road was not easy. She didn't want to be limited to just women's sports, and she even used the name Ray on resumes to apply for jobs. Is there anyone who's reached out with special words of wisdom?
Billie Jean King would fall into that category. It's just like, okay, I can die now. My career's over. Billie Jean King congratulates me.
And she gives special credit to Yankees assistant general manager Gene Afterman, who blazed a trail in the organization. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds News.
For many Mets fans, it's been a long time coming. The Amazons have announced legendary former Mets first baseman and currently beloved broadcaster Keith Hernandez will have his number 17 retired over at Citi Field before the game on July the 9th. If you're surprised to hear that, you're not alone. Hernandez says he didn't suspect the honor was coming until he heard about it from his Mets owner, Steve Cohen.
We had around a 10-minute conversation about the events that have happened, I think positive events in the offseason for the Mets. And then he said, well, this is not the reason why I'm calling. and then he dropped the bomb on me. So it caught me completely by surprise. I had no idea.
Yeah, Hernandez has the second highest batting average in Mets team history on a franchise record 6 gold gloves. A 911 call about a possible home invasion turned into a narcotics bust up in the Bronx. Cops say they got a call yesterday in connection to a possible home invasion. This is at an apartment. When they got there, they encountered 3 men exiting an elevator with a 4th in handcuffs. Officers attempted to interview them, but at some point all of them fled from the scene. A foot pursuit led to the arrest of 3 of them, with the 4th at large. Cops later arrested the 4th guy when he returned an hour later to get a car, where he was arrested. Yeah, left my car. I'll go back now. Inside the vehicle, officers found a bag with about $170,000 in cash, 3 guns, and 3 one-kilo bags that allegedly contained cocaine there. Amid ethics concerns, there's word tonight that Mayor Adams has cut his brother's duties down at the NYPD. Not long after taking office, the mayor made Bernard Adams the head of his security team, also lifted him to the position of deputy commissioner, a job that pays about $240,000. But with the Conflicts of Interest Board looking into the thing, the New York Times reporting today that the younger Adams has been given a lower rank and a salary more in line with the previous head of the team that leads the mayor's security. Mayor Adams has defended the move to put his brother in charge of his security, saying he trusts his brother understands him, and as a former NYPD sergeant, is qualified for the position. Out to Rikers now, where about 200 detainees are on a hunger strike in protest of the conditions at the jail. The Neighborhood Defender Service, which provides free legal help to residents of Upper Manhattan, tells 1010 Winds the detainees are trying to shine a spotlight on the longstanding staff shortages at Rikers, along with the disrupted court dates and lack of medical services, they say, that have come with them. They say the detainees have been lodging complaints for months, and those in charge have responded by tinkering, it says here around the edges, then saying everything is better. So far, there's been no comment from the City Department of Correction.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.